The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Hour two. Thank you for joining us. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's the best in sports talk radio. Thanks to 4Q to Military Academy. Success stories begin here. 4Q to Military Academy. And, of course, Schumann Says and In the Pain, two 4Q Union products that I'm very proud to be a part of. You can catch Saturday mornings on many, many of these fantastic affiliates, including Richmond, Virginia Beach, and Hampton Roads. And without further ado, we'll go to a man that needs no introduction whatsoever, fondly known in this family as CC, the birth certificate name Chris Coleman, associate editor, TechSideline.com. Let me correct myself, Chris Coleman. I believe now the managing editor of TechSideline.com. My friend, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago, so we're getting through it. It's going pretty well so far.
How's the transition been to managing editor? I know you had big shoes to fill with Will Stewart.
Well, you know, he's still sitting in the office about 6 feet from me, so it's not that much of a transition period at all. So, you know, anything I can do, he's still here to do. He's still here to do his job just like he was before. So, you know, things are going pretty well right now, I think.
Chris Coleman, guys, go to TechSideline.com today. He's got preview. He's going to have coming up, I believe, tomorrow on Clemson and Virginia Tech basketball. And before we even get to look at that, we were talking with Bill Roth yesterday, Mr. Coleman, and thank you for putting that up on TechSideline.com, about Greenberg, about this Hokie basketball team, and this hot streak that is, what, 9 out of 10 wins for Virginia Tech? I mean, how do you put this streak in perspective, Mr. Coleman?
You know, if you want to put it into perspective, they've won 5 games in a row, and I believe they've only done that 2 or 3 times under Greenberg since he's been here, and they've never won 9 out of 10 games under Greenberg. So, you know, this is pretty much uncharted territory for the Hokies right here. You know, as far as how well they're playing, you know, they've played better before, but they've never run off 9 wins in 10 games. So, you know, we're talking about history under Greenberg right here. And to me, I think you've just got to point to guys like Malcolm Delaney and Adey Fasayo. I mean, I think the Hokies are kind of playing above their heads offensively right now. I mean, if you look at their 4 wins in ACC play, they're averaging a little over 80 points per game, shooting up 48% from the field and almost 40% from three-point range in those 4 wins. And Tech is not known for shooting the ball well, but in conference games only, they're number 2 in the ACC right now in field goal percentage. And, you know, generally they're middle of the pack to maybe even bottom half of the league. So, I mean, to shoot the ball so well this early in the season for the Hokies isn't something that's common.
You know, before the shelling at Duke, they had won, what, 4 straight, Longwood, Columbia, St. John's, and Charleston Southern. And then they get smoked by Duke, 69-44, like Bob Marley. How much credit do we give to that, like, that lambasting they took to the Devils to allow Virginia Tech to have maybe a wake-up call, like, get it together, you're playing in the ACC, life is going to be difficult? Do you attribute this success to that shellacking against Duke, or do you attribute it to someone or something else, Chris?
To a certain extent, I think you do. I think we talked a few weeks ago about the contracts that Seth Greenberg wrote up for each member of the team, and he had everyone sign those contracts, holding them accountable to things that each of them individually needed to do in basketball games to help the team win. And he had them sign that contract after the Duke game, before they had 3 home games that were very winnable coming up, you know, against Virginia, Richmond, and Boston College. They signed those contracts, you know, that they kind of rededicated themselves to what they need to do to win basketball games, and they won those 3 home games, and I think they got their confidence up a little bit. It kind of reminded them of what it really takes to win games and how Virginia Tech basketball got to where it is today. And, you know, it's by pushing your opponent back, playing harder than your opponent, and that's certainly what the Hokies did against Wake Forest last week. And, you know, as a result, they haven't lost a basketball game since, and they're just looking much, much better.
CC always brings A-plus ammunition. The managing editor of TechSideline.com, Chris Coleman. Chris, we've been arguing who the ACC Coach of the Year should be or will be. I'm going to get your opinion. Do you mind if we take a question for you, though?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Let's do this. We'll get to GB Bulldog. GB, thank you for your patience. You're live with myself and Chris Coleman. Before we get your question for CC or your commentary in Virginia Tech, let me ask you this. Who are you voting, Greenberg, Krzyzewski, or Dino Gaudio? Who will be the ACC Coach of the Year? What's your vote, GB?
I would go with Virginia Tech coach because out there, probably. They probably would make just the NIT. They wouldn't probably be in the NCAA tournament, so it's possible they could come in third place, well, fourth place in the conference. So I would go with Virginia Tech's coach.
I believe preseason number 7 for Virginia Tech. Well said, GB Bulldog. Questions or commentary for Chris Coleman? The show is yours, GB Bulldog.
Yes, this has something to do with basketball, but it does. Do you think the Virginia fans right now should feel selfish? Like a lot of times, you know, when you're not playing Virginia Tech, you want them to win, and unless they're playing against Virginia, since I'm a Virginia fan. But since they're winning in basketball like they are in football, and they're definitely getting recruitment over us in football, should the Virginia fans feel selfish and want Virginia Tech to lose due to the fact that if they keep winning, they're definitely going to get way more recruits than Virginia in basketball like they do in football?
GB, well said. Thank you for your phone call, sir.
All right. Well, you know, if you look at it like this, you know, Virginia just built that new expensive John Paul Jones Arena that was really supposed to be a boost to their recruiting, but it is not. You look at Virginia's team right now, they've got Landsberg. He was a highly touted recruit. Other than that, you know, you just don't see very many good basketball players on UVA's team. I know they're young and everything, but I really don't think Sammy Zaglinski is going to be their point guard for 4 years, to be honest with you. But you look at Virginia Tech, and, you know, you see guys like Malcolm Delaney and Jeff Allen and, you know, in the past, Deron Washington, Xavier Dowdell. I mean, Virginia Tech has had some really good players, you know, just recruiting the Castle Coliseum with no basketball practice facility, the only team in the ACC without a basketball practice facility. Now Virginia Tech is building that facility right next to Castle Coliseum that's going to be just for the basketball team. It's going to be, you know, the most modern facility in the ACC, so Virginia Tech's recruiting should get a boost somewhat. So, yeah, you know, if I'm a Virginia fan right now, you know, you've got to hope that Virginia Tech drops off a little bit because, you know, the Hoos are kind of sitting down there in the bottom part of the conference, and I don't think they can dig themselves out this year.
Chris Coleman's the managing editor of TechSideline.com. He's kind enough to join us here on the Jerry Miller Show. We're talking anything ACC-related. We are focusing on the Virginia Tech Hokies. We will have Chris Coleman's vote on the record of who will be the ACC Coach of the Year, but right now JB, Matt Dillon, and GB Bulldog are all in voting in favor of Seth Greenberg. We know football, Chris, has surpassed Virginia Tech, has surpassed UVA. Basketball, it looks like it's pretty darn close, if it hasn't already happened, that Virginia Tech may surpass UVA in basketball as well. I mean, what can you let's look at this from a sociological standpoint. What is this going to do to the kid that's not just in high school now, but the kid that's in middle school, that's a talented football or basketball prospect? Because you and I both know Hokies, football and basketball, they're getting the headlines, they're atop the talk shows, and they're the first thing they're showing in the 6 and 11 o'clock news broadcast. What do you look at it from the sociology side of things and how it could trickle down and affect Commonwealth recruiting over, say, the next 8 or 10 years?
Well, you know, when it comes to basketball recruiting, a lot of times your top in-state player will either go, you know, to North Carolina, Duke, or if he stays in-state, it's going to be UVA. I mean, Virginia Tech's not even in consideration generally. But, you know, it's something that could start changing as Virginia Tech spends more and more years in the ACC and young kids are used to seeing the Hokies on television against North Carolina, Duke, and Wake Forest, and actually beating North Carolina, Duke, and Wake Forest. Now Virginia Tech's going to add this basketball facility that's going to be top-notch. To me, it really doesn't matter what the arena looks like if you're a recruit, because you play a basketball game in that arena, and you're on the court, and courts all look the same, you know, that they're all, you know, around 90 feet long, and they've got 2 10-foot baskets on the end. You know, it doesn't matter how nice the concession stands are or the video boards are. You know, it's really about facilities, not necessarily where you play. So, you know, I think Tech building this basketball facility is really going to be a big boost to recruiting, or at least it has the potential to be. So, you know, I really think, you know, you could argue that Virginia Tech's already passed UVA because, you know, this looks like it could be 2 out of the last 3 years the Hokies make the NCAA tournament.
Let's pick up the pace and tempo. 4 minutes left with CC. Chris, how does Greenberg do his recruiting? We talked about this yesterday with Dave Lato. Dave Lato targeted Patrick Patterson, went to Kentucky. Targeted Ed Davis, went to North Carolina. Elliot Williams ended up going to Duke. He's going after a 5-star stud from California named Rodardo Sidney, who's 6'10", 250. And I'm hard-pressed to believe he's going to go West Coast to East Coast to play in an academic setting like UVA, considering the struggles this season. How does Greenberg go about his recruiting? Does he pour resources in to those 5-star guys, or does he focus on the 3 and 4 stars?
Well, you know, he focuses on some 5-star recruits. If you look at the number 2 prospect in the country right now, Cousins, he lists Virginia Tech in his top 5. You know, there have been other 5-star guys the Hokies have been involved with in the past. They've just never been able to pull one in. But, you know, the thing about Greenberg you have to understand is, you know, I'm not sure how he finds time to sleep, because whenever you read a recruit's interview, they're always like, Seth Greenberg is handling my recruitment personally, whereas with other schools, they were just sending their assistant coaches. So it really seems like Greenberg, he just outworks all the other coaches when it comes to recruiting. If you look at the class that is currently sophomores, you know, you've got Jeff Allen, you've got Malcolm Delaney, and you've got DeRenzo Hudson, and those three guys were all, you know, top 50 to top 75 prospects nationally. And, you know, Greenberg was very much involved in all their recruitments, you know. And then you look at a guy like Manny Atkins, who's coming in next year. Greenberg was his primary recruiter. You got Jarrell Eddy, who will be coming in, I believe, class of 2010. He might be a top 50 prospect. He's going to turn out to be a high major recruit, I think. Seth Greenberg was his primary recruiter. So I think Seth is really outworking other coaches on the recruiting trail right now.
Chris, we got 90 seconds left, and I got three important questions I want to get to. Here's a tough one. Can you compare the Delaney, Visayu, Jeff Allen team to what that Coleman Collins, Dowdell, Gordon team that had some success a little while ago?
I think this trio is more explosive offensively. I think you've got a couple of more natural shooters than you had with Dowdell and Gordon. And Allen, I think, has more potential. He's more physical than Collins was on the inside, and I think he has the potential to be more consistent also.
Guys, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com. We're going to get to that question, Clemson, Virginia Tech, but let's get to the main question, the thesis of the show. Who will be ACC Coach of the Year? This is the question. Not right now, but who will be? Who's going to get this award in your opinion, Chris?
I think Coach K will get this award, as it turns out. I think Duke's going to finish top two or three in the ACC, but might even win the conference, you know. And I think they just look better than people expected them to look this year. And, you know, obviously with that North Carolina media down there, you know, he doesn't need all that much help to get that vote for Coach of the Year. So I think Coach K is a pretty good bet.
CC's in the running for Coach K. The final question, and Chris, thank you for the time. 45 seconds left. Clemson, Virginia Tech, break it down Thursday, Castle Coliseum.
Well, it's going to come down to can Virginia Tech handle the press or not. You know, last year they did a decent job of handling it. You've got to not only handle it, but you've also got to pick your spots to attack it, because, you know, you can force turnovers with that press and score yourself, but you can also be beaten. And I think Hank Thorns is going to get a lot of playing time in this game. Virginia Tech's going to need two ball handlers on the court, just like the last two games. And if Thorns comes in and plays like he did against Wake Forest and Miami, where he combined for 12 assists and just one turnover, then I think Virginia Tech's going to win this game.
Great stuff from Chris Coleman, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. Go to the website now. We use it to prepare for this program. CC, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Great guy right there, Chris Coleman. There's another vote in. You got three for Greenberg. JB, the conciliary, Matt Dillon, and GB Bulldog have all voted for Seth Greenberg. Chris Coleman has voted for Mike Krzyzewski. Dino Gaudio is currently voteless. Who will win ACC Coach of the Year? That's the thesis of Jerry Miller and the Jerry Miller Show. Stay tuned. Headlines in the New River Valley in Central Virginia next.
I think for